B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corkley's Bakery and a deli. World famous tomato pie and Huggy Partridge, every bit as good. Okay, so we're talking about this story that won't go away. The Manfred thing goes on. I didn't give you the whole thing. So not only did he say that he felt that the punishment enough was them being put on the griddle for this, he also said that the trophy, the World Series trophy, was just a piece of metal. Huh. And that taking a title away from Houston, quote, seems like a futile act. Like public shame was punishment enough. And it seems like futile. And then he went on to talk about the collective bargaining agreement and the problems he would have had with suspending guys and blah, 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 blah. So Justin Turner lit in on for that. So now we got Justin Turner on top of Markakis.
Would you like to hear from Justin Turner?
You have it?
Yes.
All right, this is Justin Turner talking about it.
I mean, I don't know if the commissioner's ever won anything in his life. Maybe he hasn't, but the reason every guy is in this room, the reason every guy is, you know, working out all offseason and showing up to camp early and putting in all the time and effort is specifically for that trophy, which, by the way, is called the commissioner's trophy. So for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says commissioner on it.
They are not happy. He doesn't know if Manfred ever won anything in his life, but I'm sure he got a participation trophy somewhere along the line. Did he ever play, Rob Manfred?
I don't think so. But was that not one of the best 30-second cuts?
Yeah, Justin Turner laid it out.
Well, why is he trying to minimize it? Because him trying to minimize the situation that clearly so many people are passionate about is only making it worse. There has to be some PR person to say, look, admit that it was wrong. Say you're going to do your best in the future to correct it and then try and move on. But to try, like he said, to try and minimize the situation and act like it doesn't matter. What good does that do for baseball, the game, people who are invested? Oh, it's just a piece of metal. Really? Piece of metal that hundreds of thousands of people spend thousands of dollars to go see these teams play to eventually win at the end of the season?
Yeah, he's very misguided, thinking that there wasn't going to be a reaction to this from his own employees.
Is he that basically is he that disconnected and out of touch that he thinks that he can just get away with saying that? He has to be. You can't be that stupid. It's just a piece of metal. What?
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing he said, to be honest.
It's just a piece of metal. Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know much about this guy.
Oh, no big deal. It's just the World Series trophy.
He actually competed at any level.
Maybe we can cut it up and turn it into necklaces.
He was born in Rome, New York. That's upstate New York. He attended Rome Free Academy.
That's kind of funny.
Private. Le Moyne College, and then transferred to Cornell.
Mm.
A bachelor of science degree from Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations, and his law degree from Harvard Law School.
Yeah.
Wow.
Schmaltz.
He's a partner of Morgan Lewis and Bacchius. That's a Philadelphia firm also. I don't know if it, where? Massachusetts. I don't know if it's originally a Philadelphia firm or whether it's a mass firm that has
they probably have like one here.
There is definitely one here, or used to be anyway. Let's go, Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. Mike, have you tried a hot, steamy shower?
Every day.
Yeah?
Every day I take a shower, Greg. And I use soap, believe it or not. I got a little soap in there.
Yeah. Oh, you just got to really steam it up. Maybe put some Vicks on your chest.
Yeah, I've tried everything, bro. The thing is, like medications laugh. My illnesses are laughed at. Like I'm doing this nasal spray now that's got a steroid and an antibiotic in it, and today I'm worse. So it's just it laughs.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I feel for you. Yeah, it's a sinus thing that's been hanging on for a long time. I usually get it once a year, but this is lingering for a long time.
Yeah, it's tough. antibiotics aren't helping?
No. I tried that 3 weeks ago. I went through the antibiotic route pill-wise. So now I'm doing the nasal spray with the antibiotics. I'm squeezing in a little steroid, the gel, in the, you know, that's the bottle that you squirt through your sinuses.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's a whole thing.
Oh, my
God.
It's
a whole preparation thing.
Jeez. Well, I hope it doesn't last too much longer. I think it's fairly clear that Manfred wasn't very good about reading the room.
Yeah.
You know, he was obviously weak in his opening gambit. I think he thought that, you know, he'd throw it out there and it'd be over. But, you know, listening to these players, it's obvious there's a lot of venom out there.
Yeah, I can't believe that he wouldn't have anticipated that. And then he piles on. Like, he calls a World Series trophy just a piece of metal.
That's probably the stupidest thing he said.
You know, George Costanza did that in Seinfeld where he hooked it up to a rope and drug it around the parking lot trying to get fired. But I don't think the commissioner should think it's just a piece of metal.
No, I can't believe he would even think that. That's crazy. He's got to use a bigger hammer, and something's got to happen, because I think we just see the tip of the iceberg with these players now. They're starting to come out more and more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're going to be asked about it. See, this is the thing. It's, all these reporters are down there. What is their main question? Well, I have some wife and kids. Justin, that's a wife and kids. How we doing with the wife and kids? Oh, they're good? All right, well, they're good. No, they're asking about the issues. So Manfred can't think that these guys aren't going to say anything about it.
Right, but he's being indignant about it.
He is. Just a piece of metal.
It's so it's so
the commissioner's
like
trophy.
The commissioner of the league.
You're the commissioner.
A piece of metal, he said.
Have some respect.
Like at the World Series trophy ceremony, whenever the team wins, he's just going to be like, here's your piece of metal?
That's like me, Nat, saying, well, I went to that church. Just a bowl of ashes. You know? It's not. It's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Mike? How you doing, pal?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, you got me?
Gotcha. Go ahead.
All right. See, you know, I can't say I'm surprised that this has become the focal point of conversation is this whole, you know, cheating thing.
Uh-huh.
And when you were talking about the Phillies and what they did in the 90s, the fact that it was brought up made me say, yes, now there will be an asterisk next to it regardless. See, I think I'm a little bit more hard-headed, Homer-ish about it, where I, like, once it comes out, you will always forever have an asterisk next to you. Anytime you win a title, anytime you do anything special, you know, there will always be the asterisk next to it and that seed of doubt. Like with the Patriots, you will always have a seed of doubt. As long as Bill Belichick is still the coach, and if they win a Super Bowl, you know, how did they win it? Did they win it legit? Did they cheat?
Uh-huh.
Did it not get caught? You know, all those things will always be prevalent when anybody wins a title after they've been accused of cheating in the past.
Well, how did you feel? When was it, the Phillies thing? 2010? Was it 2010 when they won over 100 games?
I think that was the last year they won 100 games before that slide in 11.
11 they won over 100 games? So this the binoculars
was
in 2010?
I think 10 was 100 before 11. I think 10 was the 100 before 11 was the slide. But
okay.
My other point along this line is the way to make this go away is the, like, I know this is really, really hard to do, but people, the media, just like they did with the Eagles, where they were hitting the same question over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Once you don't get an answer, move on. Because all you're going to do is just make it to the point where it becomes so hot a topic that there's no way around not doing, taking the ultimate punishment and that applying it to that team.
Mm-hmm.
The more we talk about it, isn't that the way it feels like it's going to go? The more we press Rob Manfred to do something, it could lead to the ultimate penalty.
I think that he's got to do something. I think the public pressure now, like, because now he's looking ridiculous. And the only way you salvage not looking ridiculous is to actually do something.
The only thing I say to that is, unless they give him the ultimate punishment, which is probably suspension from the year, maybe stripping the World Series title, will anybody be happy with anything less than that? And people say, oh, well, could you have given them more? Could you have done this? Could you have done that? Is it not up to him to levy the ultimate punishment? That way there's no doubt, no nothing that comes after.
Yes, and I whether it's vacating the title. I mean, I don't know what that does after the fact. How do you do that? You say in the record books there was no champion in 2017.
That's like what they do in colleges. They vacate it, and then they go, you can't make the playoffs, like you have said a couple times.
An asterisk.
Yeah. The Phillies, in that day, it was 2010 season, right?
Yeah, that was with the binoculars.
They won 97 games that year.
Right. The 100-win season was 2011.
That was correct. They won 97 games. A lot of games.
It's a lot of wins.
Using binoculars. How you feel about those 97?
I feel great.
You did feel great. Sure you do. Because you're a Phillies guy.
How often did you use the binoculars? Tell me.
Well,
there's evidence that they did it a lot.
That's what I mean. Maybe there should be like a scale, like a cheating scale.
Uh-huh.
Like PEDs are one end. Binoculars are at other ends. Wires taped to your body with electrocurrent is another. There's levels to this.
Yes.
The right? Astros did the extreme.
Yeah.
How did the Phillies not win anything in 2010? What happened that
That's
year?
That's when they lost to the Giants. Cody Ross went nuts.
Oh, that was true. Yes. That was the Giants thing. When Cody Ross. Lost to the Giants.
Ryan Howard went down
that
looking.
That was the NLDS, right?
Utley threw his bat at the... Who was the pitcher?
Jeremy Affeldt.
It was a left...
Jonathan Sanchez.
Was it a left-hander?
It was Sanchez, I think.
Yeah,
Jonathan Sanchez. And then he eventually hit the home run.
He hit him and he threw the bat at him, right?
Yeah.
He didn't throw the bat at him. He threw the bat... In kind of contempt.
Yes.
Him.
And then he ended up hitting a home run off of him later that series.
That's right. That was the Cody Ross series.
Cody Ross went nuts. Ryan Howard went down looking to end the series.
Wasn't that also the year that they Ruben outsmarted himself by trading Cliff Lee? Didn't he trade him before? He got Halliday, but they traded Lee, didn't he?
No.
Lee wasn't on that 2010 team, was he?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. They just got him, didn't they?
Seattle.
No, that was the following year.
No, I think you're right.
The following year?
No, because he was on the Four Aces 2011.
Yeah.
It was Lee Halliday.
He traded him to Seattle and got him back.
He got him in that December. Right?
I don't know. I have to look at the stats. All right, let's go to Frank in Ventnor City. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Frank?
I'm watching you on HD, and I got to tell you, you're pale.
I have makeup on. Come on.
For an Italian, you look awful Scandinavian.
Might be the lighting.
It could be. By the way, you mentioned Stephen Bishop before.
He was also in MASH,
and he was also in Animal House.
Oh, you're talking about the actor.
No, he's the guy that sang that song.
Oh, wait. Well, we were talking about the actor being in stuff. Not the Stephen Bishop.
He was playing Stephen Bishop, I believe.
No. It was different Stephen Bishop. Stephen Bishop that played David Justice in Moneyball is a black man.
No. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they weren't the same guy.
Okay. Anyway, on this Astros controversy, I'm wondering, is there anything in the rule book regarding this?
You can't use electronic equipment. They did break a major league rule.
Because I Googled it, and Google said there's no rule in it.
Yeah, you can't use video to... There is the rule there. Oh. Yeah, they broke that rule.
Oh. Okay, and another thing that entered my mind was, why can't the opposing team just change the signs?
Yeah, well, Kurt Suzuki, the Washington Nationals, said that they suspected the Astros were cheating, so he changed the signs on every batter. You can do that. You have the ultimate control because they wouldn't be able to extrapolate the data quickly enough.
Yeah, that would seem to resolve all the matters there. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for hearing me, and I hope you improve.
All right,
hey, man. Try a shot of bourbon.
I'm going to stay away from the bourbon.
I should bring in the honey liquor for you from the wedding.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I can't.
That'll clean out the system.
No, because then I get that acid reflux thing going on at the same time here. So the bourbon would not work. In fact, I had some wine on Sunday, which didn't help. I had the fam over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that probably didn't help. I thought red wine was supposed to make it
cracked
healthy.
Open a magnum of nickel and nickel cab.
Oh, nice.
For the fam.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds nice.
It was nice, but it didn't do me any good.
No.
I'm looking at the team. They didn't have Lee.
They didn't have him. They traded him to the Mariners. But it was after the 2009 season. Yes. It wasn't midseason.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. So they traded him, and then they signed him back, that five-year deal.
In December.
They were the mystery team.
That's
remember
what I said.
He was going to the Yankees.
His wife wanted to be here.
Yeah. That was December of 2010.
But I can only think of what would have been had they kept him. Because they got, who did they get in that deal?
I have the three names
Philippe
for you.
Amat. Oh,
Philippe Amat
was in that deal.
J.C. Ramirez, who I don't think
J.C. Ramirez.
And everybody loved this prospect, Tyson Gillies.
Oh, that's right, God. The center fielder who was deaf in one ear.
Yes. Everybody loved that prospect.
Right.
Amat was supposed to be the hard-throwing writer. Right, Andy?
Yes.
He's terrible.
So that year, they had Halliday. Hamels had an okay year. But then they fell off the map because then they had to go with Kyle Kendrick as their third starter.
Blanton was probably still in the squad.
Joe Blanton and then Jamie Moyer. And then they had to get Oswalt. Right? Didn't they get him that year?
Yes.
Yeah, because Oswalt was part of the four aces to start the season in 2011.
Okay.
These names are giving me... I'm having like
they
nostalgia.
Still had a decent bullpen,
pain.
But the bullpen was all right. Lynch was not at his bat.
Well, was the great Chad Durbin still on that squad?
Chad Durbin, Lynch, Jose Contreras. Remember him? Mad Dog was still there.
Jose Contreras was great with the White Sox.
J.C. Romero was still there.
Was Bastardo.
Antonio Bastardo had come up late, I think.
Was Scott Ayer still there, or did he leave after the World Series?
He was gone. Danis Baez.
Oh, he was terrible.
Nelson Figueroa. That's on there. Hap. Wardley. Mike.
The Vanimal.
Ready? The Vanimal, yes.
Mike Zagurski.
Was Michael Schwimmer on that team?
He was not yet. I hated him so much.
He was awful.
He really was. Z in Cheltenham. Z, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Z.
Hey, have you tried decongestants? Have you had the doc give you decongestants for this?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I've done everything.
Why don't they, in the scandal with baseball, why don't they do like they did with the clean? Why don't they get three guys and say, okay, you cheated. We're going to give you a 50-game suspension unless you give us three names of three other people that did it too.
No, man, you can't do that. You can't make guys snitches.
Why? They did it for the clean. They did it for the drug enhancement that you ate gummy bears, okay, and after 2 weeks.
Yeah, guys are going to do that, but it's easy to everybody was complicit on the team. It's not that hard to figure out who did it. Everybody was complicit, and you were complicit if you didn't, you know, they all had to have taken advantage of it. So it's not like no one was innocent. No one, like, put themselves in a bubble. The whole team knew what was going on.
But how do you stop something like this?
Well, first of all, you punish them. And you go, okay, everybody was on that roster, serves a staggered suspension. And we're going to vacate the trophy. And you can't play in postseason play.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have problems with the players' union, and it's not going to go smoothly, and you may have to go to court. But as a commissioner, I'm sure he's trying to avoid all that stuff, but you can't be what he's doing, because he's saying, that's all right, it's just a piece of metal. You know? You can't do that.
That's pretty stupid, yep. Yep. The third and final piece that I have for you is you told me to buy an Embiid Simmons 20, okay, 5 years ago. And I bought the shirt, and I've been wearing it. And are you truly going to say now that the shirt don't mean crap? And the Sixers aren't going to get
that. What do you mean an Embiid Simmons 20? What is that?
You told me to buy a T-shirt, okay, that said Embiid and Simmons. Huh. And then in the corner, it said 20, meaning the year 2020.
Okay.
That we would go all the way. So I bought this T-shirt, and I still have this T-shirt. And we're now in the year 2020,
And everybody's saying they're not going to go, they're this, they're that.
Yeah, they're not.
I still believe I'm a season ticket holder, a 40 game, uh-huh. Okay? I've been since 1999,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And I truly believe that come playoff time, a switch is going to be turned on in the way of bonus dollars, and you're going to watch the Sixers start winning.
Well, then what are you on the road. Well, then what are you bitching at me for, though?
Well, I'm not. I'm saying, will I be able to wear this T-shirt come April when we go into the playoffs?
No. if you think that they're going to flip a switch, God bless you. If you're asking me for my opinion, I don't think this, they're going to be able to flip a switch. Now, I don't know how good this particular team's going to be, and I reserve the right to say now they could advance a little further than I thought they could in the playoffs, but they're not winning any championship. And I don't, in my opinion, not getting any NBA final with this team. Yeah, I'm hanging on the threads of a first round at this point. Like, I didn't think they were going to get past the first round until they made this deal, until I saw what they did Tuesday night. Now I'm a little more lukewarm to the fact they might get past the first round. But for me, they still got to climb. They got to get the fourth seed instead of fifth seed. I don't know if they get by the Heat, if they have to go to the Heat and they have the home court advantage for game 7. We'll see. 610-632-0975. One line's open. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for the Twitter poll update, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,100 votes on this one today. Do you think the Astros cheating scandal is going to help or hurt baseball? 26% say help, 74% say hurt.
All righty. Andrew's on the 26% side. I think it's going to help.
Yes. It's going to spike interest, in my opinion.
All right, we'll see. Now I get flooded with information. Like, Stephen Bishop has come up, right? We're talking about two Stephen Bishops. One's the songster guy, and the other's the actor who played David Justice in Moneyball. And it's come to my attention, and I didn't know this. You've seen the movie Moneyball?
Yes.
Animal House?
Yes.
Okay. So you remember when Belushi comes down the stairs and there's a guy with an acoustic guitar?
Please don't tell me he smashed the guitar of the Stephen Bishop.
That's Stephen Bishop.
That's amazing.
I didn't know that. About that.
That's pretty funny.
My body. What is he singing? He's singing some kind of weird ballad. All right, so now I'm going to do the whole scene, Andrew.
That's good work out of Adam House to get him in the movie.
It's pretty good. All right, so here's the scene with the other Stephen Bishop in the cage whacking line drives with a beautiful swing. Here comes Billy Beane. I never seen him. First of all, I never seen the GM talk to players like that. And you never saw a GM who was a player. And Dave Justin looks at him like, yeah, you're a player. Here's the scene. You got a problem, David? Nah, I know your routine. It's patter, but it's for them, not me. Oh, you're special? Well, you pay me $7 billion to play, so yeah, I guess I am, pretty much. No, man, I ain't paying you $7 million. The Yankees are paying half your salary. That's how much the New York Yankees think about you. They're paying you $3.5 million to play against them.
It's good work.
Is that good work? Is that the scene?
That is the scene, word for word.
All right, it's got Andrew and Glenn Mills. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Hey, I'm just saying that if they ever make a Moneyball 2, they're going to cast you.
I love that scene, man. I couldn't believe him hitting line drives like that. I really couldn't.
I mean, I think my main thing was I was at the barbershop last night and I was listening to you guys, and you were saying that you thought the Astros might get suspended for a season, or you think that might be what's necessary. And I got to say, I thought that was crazy. I mean, I never thought the league would do that.
No, they're not going to do that. But because that's a drastic measure, and you have a hole in your schedule then, and that messes up the flow, the cash flow, and all that stuff. Messes up your scheduling, and messes up the plane arrangements and the hotel arrangements and all that stuff. But I said today that guys should be suspended with a staggered suspension, like a couple of them at a time concurrently. So you don't gut the whole team at once, but you put your message across the guys that were complicit in it, and that's every member of that 25-man roster that took advantage, including guys that just had come up, because they're all tainted, and that's how you put the hammer down.
Yeah, but what about those guys who have, like, are on other teams now, you know? What about them?
You got to suspend them, too. If they're part of that 2017 Astro team, they get suspended, too.
I mean, hey, I like the idea, but I don't know how those teams are going to like it.
That's too bad. Right, that's their misfortune of signing a tainted player.
Yeah,
gotta do something more than what the guy's done, because it's crashing down on them.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we all agree they deserve it, and that, I mean, I don't know who those 26% of people were, but I think they're crazy.
That's,
I mean, baseball
help.
Can't be better off because
of
that.
Andrew thinks it's going to be better off because they now created a villain and everybody's going to be interested in watching. I don't think anybody's going to be watching a villain.
God, no. No, I mean, no one wants to watch a game which everyone knows they cheat in. I mean, baseball already has to survive the steroid scandal.
Yeah, but
and
the cheating thing is over. So what appeal does it have to watch the Houston Astros at this point? Like, you know, they're not cheating now, so you're creating a villain that's not really a villain. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't know if everyone's going to think that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, you're thinking because you're saying it's not going to help baseball. Now I'm agreeing with you. It's not going to help baseball. People aren't going to tune in because they're the villain.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yes, we are. Just in different ways. All right, buddy. Thank you. Let's go Leo at the Poconos. What's up, Leo?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Leo.
I think what Manfred said is just as stupid as the owner of the Astros said. I don't understand it. He came out and talked against them.
He's downplaying it. He is. I mean, the owner of the Astros downplayed it, right, for his own personal reasons. The commissioner of baseball can't downplay it.
And Manfred has no choice now because he's stuck with it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, if I was an opposing team, because now they're protecting the Astros, I would have a new garbage can there every game. Because I would beat the hell out of it.
You would do what every game?
I would beat the hell out of a garbage can every time they were up the bat. I mean, what else are you going to do? You don't want to lose your players.
So you would what? Create noise?
Yeah, well, that's what they did back then. They beat the garbage can.
Yeah, but beat the hell out of it. But what's the purpose of the other team hitting a garbage can against the Astros?
Well, just to distract them. I mean, that's how they cheated back then.
Yeah, but the beating the trash can was a mechanism to cheat. Why would the teams that just would beat a trash can, then what would that...
Well, to me, that would just make it obvious. I don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Because they're not getting punished for it, so they might as well do something and not lose their players.
Well, I'm losing you here. Who are you advocating hitting the trash can?
The opposing team against them.
And for what reason?
Just to distract their hitters.
To distract the hitters?
There's
no noise in the ballpark other than the trash can?
Well, of course there is. But, sure. I mean, I would have to do something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like... You play AC/DC when they're up, something like that.
They're like some sort of like dog whistle or something.
Beating a trash can is actually going to like mess up their concentration because there are people that are doing that in the stands anyway, like doing, you know, beat a drum or whatever. No, there's noise in the stands,
right?
Yeah, the Marlins do it.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is about background noise and you tuning it out.
I'll just play Thunderstruck on repeat the entire game.
Thunderstruck!
No one gets a walk-up song.
Exactly.
Thunderstruck and Thunderstruck
they
only.
They do that to terrorists, don't they? Don't they play AC/DC 24 hours a day?
I think so. I mean, look, maybe there's something to it.
Let's go to Mike in Egg Harbor Township. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, sir. How are you this
What's up, Mike?
Listen, man, I can't believe you guys are still hoping that baseball can be revived and resuscitated. Baseball is a dead sport. They need to wrap it up and get rid of it. Let me just go down a couple of things that they have to safeguard against in baseball.
They need to wrap it up and get rid of the whole sport?
Get rid of the whole thing because you're suffering in the ratings. Young people aren't watching baseball anymore.
No, man, they're not
suffering. There's a bunch of old people watching baseball.
They're not suffering.
Who's not suffering?
Baseball's still making some money.
Wait a minute. It's not about money. Money's not the bottom. It's integrity, dog.
No, it's about money. It's a business that makes money.
Hold on. Now, you're telling me that Trump just pardoned Michael Milliken? And he ran the country into the ground, and now you're talking about they got a safeguard against cork bats, spit balls, grease balls, PEDs, all these things. You mean to tell me that the sport is good?
Hello? I have no idea what you're even talking about, but you're entertaining. So come on, dog. Come on, man. Spell it out. Like, I don't understand where you're going with this. You want to ban baseball? You want to ban baseball for what reason? It's still a viable summertime activity. It's still a viable consumer activity for people. Come on, dog.
It's bereft with cheating and scandal, dog. It doesn't have any real value anymore.
It's bereft with scandal. They just caught the scandal. What else are we talking about? The PEDs are no more. They test for PEDs. Now they stop this cheating. Where is it bereft?
Well, wait a minute. The guys are still getting caught for PEDs, man.
No, who's getting caught for PEDs?
So
they're testing guys. So if they weren't testing before. So now you test, you ban the guy. There's a punishment for this kind of stuff.
There's a punishment for that, but the game is dead and old, man.
Come on, dog.
Guys are not even athletes.
Come on, again.
They're not even athletes.
Come on, stop it. Come on, Mike.
Look, Gene Segura just said he had to stop drinking alcohol to play the game. Look at it. He was fat last year.
Mike.
Look at, he comes in 15 pounds.
You don't like baseball, I can tell, man.
No, well, the game is dead. I mean, I used to when Barry Bonds.
Yeah, the game's not dead. The game's not dead.
Huh?
The game's not dead, bro.
You don't think so?
No.
After this scandal, what's left?
I don't. Is that going to stop Philly fans from coming to Philly's games this summer? What the Houston Astros did? Come on.
Well,
come on, dude.
Well, it's going to stop.
Come on, dog.
General.
Come on, dog. This Segura thing is really interesting. I stopped drinking. What were you drinking? Whiskey. Most everybody drinks whiskey. What?
Said whiskey and wine.
What?
And wine.
He
so the sugar
wine.
And wine. Yep, whiskey and wine.
But he said whiskey first. They're like, whiskey. Yep, everybody drinks whiskey.
Well, maybe drink a lot of whiskey.
Not sure. Like, baseball players drink some beer. I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever heard of baseball players drink a lot of whiskey. Have you?
Well, maybe he doesn't like beer.
What?
Maybe I have a buddy of mine who literally takes a sip of beer. It's the weirdest thing, and will vomit, but he'll drink whiskey like no problem.
Well, I've never heard that baseball players.
I play baseball too.
Drink a lot of whiskey.
That's also a Sunday league. He'll bring instead of bringing a six pack.
Talking about major league players,
he brings the bottle of Henny.
Whiskey doesn't do you any good. Let's get breaking down. I mean, even clear liquids are better than whiskey. Come on, Gene. What's up with him?
I have a question for you coming up about the trash can. We had the caller that talked about banging trash cans.
Yeah.
Who's the first team to do trash can day? Or would the MLB not allow that for a promotional night?
No, they wouldn't do that.
No, then bat day?
Some minor league team would do it.
Many trash cans?
Not major leagues.
I would appreciate whatever team did that.
610-632-0975. I'm so happy Gene Segura gave up whiskey this year. Maybe it could be a different flyer. You know?
May help.
I haven't seen the unwhiskey Gene, apparently.
Well, maybe he was drinking it at night and then wasn't feeling best the next day.
Yeah, anyway.
Just saying.
Been traded five times. I would think that there's something amiss with the dude.
perhaps.
610-632-0975. And it's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
3:46. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5. The Fanatic Tuesday Show. And I can't wait. To my God, can we get some games? We got to get the Flyers in there, right?
Yes.
What's the line on that?
I think it was Flyers -150 against Columbus. That's the last I saw.
Flyers, and I'm going to have to lay that.
Yeah, it's Flyers line.
Yeah.
At home.
You know, I've got this new methodology where I'm trying to play money line games so I can get my level up to a certain, and then like when I get it to a certain level, then hit hard on bigger bets. So I'm going dribs and drabs on money line winners. So tonight, I had two choices. One, Penn State is at home against Illinois. And the other is, what is it? Penn State was like -370 though at home, which was too heavy for me.
Yeah.
So I went with another one that was like minus, was it Purdue and somebody? I have to look at the card, but I had to make a money line play.
I said it's a good strategy, but if it's -370, it's not, there's no, unless you're laying a lot down.
They're not going to lose at home. So it's just a matter of you putting that to 370 to win 100.
Yeah, exactly. Are you?
But I went for another game that looked like also a knock dead win. It was lower priced. It's a Big Ten game, too. I have to figure out which one it is. Let's go to Ducky in Reading. Ducky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ducky?
I got something different with the Astros.
Go ahead.
How to punish them. Everybody got a World Series share.
Yeah.
How about if we fine them whatever that share was? Like if it was $300,000, I don't remember what they got anymore, but just use the figure of $300,000. You'd fine them $300,000. Everybody that received the World Series cut from the ball players all the way down in the locker room, you'd fine them whatever they got in their World Series share. But every player would then be labeled to donate that share to a charity of their choice. Now you would penalize them monetarily, and you would also get some good out of it by the charities getting that extra money.
Yeah, now the Players Association would have to agree to that, and I don't think that they would agree to taking money out of guys' pockets. They might agree to certain suspensions.
They fine the players all the time.
Yeah,
they fine them all the time.
They don't fine them.
It's when they get into suspension.
No, they don't fine them.
When they start arguing about it,
they don't.
Days off when they can't play.
They don't fine them all the time. They fine them according to.
No, I'm saying when they do fine them, they collect the money right away. I mean, the commissioner has that right.
I can't get a word in edgewise with my man here. Sir, can I just say one thing,
Doc? Yes.
Yeah, the fines are mandated by the collective bargaining agreement, so they just can't arbitrarily fine somebody and say we're going to take away your money.
Well, it's another good idea down the drain, then, right?
it's a good idea that you have, but it's like what I'm saying is logistically it would be difficult to take money out of guys' pockets.
Well, that's why I thought we will take their World Series away and give it to a charity, and that way they'd feel some pain.
Yeah,
and we'd have a lot of charities getting some extra money.
You're right.
Which would be doing some good for the country.
It's an earnest way of dealing with it, but like I say. Players Association is going to say, yeah, you can take money out of our guys' pockets. Now, what they might be amenable to is suspensions to get it over with. But, like, I don't know if you can take money away from them at this point.
No, you're right, especially 2 years later.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, all these ideas, you got to do this, got to do this. You have to understand that the collective bargaining agreement and the players union is a strong union, and that they're just not going to give in to certain things. Now, the PED scandal made baseball look ridiculous, made players look ridiculous. So they almost couldn't fight that. But in this kind of a situation where you take money out of guys' pockets, they would fight that. Ashley in South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ashley.
Hi.
Hello, Ashley.
How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm the one that called in with Kobe with some nice words. I called a lot.
Absolutely. Yes, Ashley.
Okay, so I just want to put to bed the loony, and I'm sorry I had to call him that says that baseball is a dead sport and all the old people.
Yeah, he was a hater. Man. He didn't like baseball. Well,
so here's a cute story. Well, it's not cute. It's memorable for me. Back in 2010, May 14th, I lost my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he was on hospice for about 3 months. And every single day, I was the one that would sit there, and he couldn't hear. So he had to put headphones directly in his ears to be able to hear the game. But I was the one that sat there silently while he listened to the game, and I watched every single game with him. And I still continue that tradition.
Yes,
yeah, watching baseball, every single game without him. I'm 34. I'm giving my age up.
Baseball is not a dead sport. It's a very good sport.
He died 10 years ago. I'm 34. I was 24, and I was from 24 to 34. I've still been watching baseball. Oh. And let's hope Carter Hart plays his little heart out today, too, and does a good job with the Flyers, because I'm looking forward to some kind of championship this year. With the,
I'm not so Sixers. Sure it's going to be
somebody,
the Flyers, and it's
somebody.
It's, yeah, I think the Sixers will.
Hopeful.
Yeah, they will get closer than the Flyers, but they're not.
Yeah,
I need their teams.
I prefer my violent sport.
So you like hockey?
My hockey and my football.
Hockey and football.
But I love my baseball too.
All right,
I do.
All right, Ashley. Well, thanks for checking in.
No problem. Tell Anthony Gargano, George Gargano.
Yeah,
I said hello. Anthony, I used to work for his brother on Passion Avenue when I was a little girl.
He doesn't have a brother.
Anthony doesn't have a brother.
No, he doesn't.
No, maybe it's his cousin then.
Oh, yes, cousin Joey. Yes, his cousin.
Yeah, his cousin Joey. He owns a store on like Passion Avenue.
Yeah,
I worked for him when I was a little girl.
Did you?
So I
there you
girl.
Go. Maybe Joey's listening out there. Joey, it's Ashley from the store.
Yeah, no. I called him the other day to say hi, too.
It's his cousin. They're like brothers. Right, Joey's been on the show before.
Yeah, I've spoken to him. I've never met Cousin Joey.
Cousin Joey's a good guy. We've hung out in certain circles.
He was on when you guys talked about the Irishman, right? Remember, we came in early?
We had him on. You know, here's the thing about Anthony. This is why I love him. As far as I know, has not seen the Irishman yet, right?
No, he has.
Oh, he has seen
it?
Yes. But has he put out an opinion on it?
Yeah, he was upset that it didn't win any awards. He thought it should have won.
Oh, really? So he liked it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
I didn't hear him talk about that. But for the longest time, he didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was a while. I think I actually watched it before him.
All right, so here's my theory on why he didn't watch it. Because we were on a date. I thought it was good, not great. Joey thought it was great.
Yes.
Anthony was tied in knots about seeing it, because he didn't want to side with either one of us. So I believe he delayed seeing it.
So he didn't have to form an opinion on it?
So he didn't have to form an opinion that would hurt either of our feelings.
Probably. That sounds like him.
It's totally him.
Yeah.
But he has seen it.
Yes.
He was delayed.
Great movie.
Have you seen it yet? He goes, no, I haven't. I was like, well, why didn't he see it? I'm like, so we're in his wheelhouse. And then I thought, take a level thing. I go, his cousin loved it. I didn't like it. He doesn't want to, like, side either way.
That sounds like Anthony.
It does sound like him, doesn't
it? I think he saw it around Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure.
Did he? Okay, because he hasn't talked about it with me.
Probably because you didn't love it.
There's a lot of other stuff that we disagree with and we've talked about.
Right, but maybe if he really liked it, he didn't feel like sparring with you over it, right?
I didn't spar with Joey either. I just said, I thought it was good. It was not great. I think the fact that it didn't win any awards was indicative of that, but...
Who are you to judge?
Who am I? I'm just a schmo who does a radio show. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.